In total, almost 10 million people in Syria are estimated to be food insecure, and out of these, almost 7 million, 6.8 to be precise, are considered to be severely food insecure, which in practice means that they require external food assistance. Let me put these numbers into the context of the Syrian population. The latest estimates of the population living in Syria are about 18 million, which means more than a half of population of Syria is considered food insecure.
If production has increased this year, does that mean that the country's on track in terms of strengthening its agriculture sector?
Definitely not. It's far from it. Production increased compared to last year. Last year, the 2014 harvest was really bad because of the problems related to security, which I will discuss in a moment. But also, the rains were really, really bad. So compared to this drought-stricken harvest of 2014, yes, we are talking about an improvement. But the wheat production in the country remains 40% before the pre-crisis. Agriculture production in Syria continues to be affected by shortages of fuel, by shortages of quality seeds, various inputs, fertilizers, insecticides, herbicides, and others. These inputs, in addition, are considered to be of unreliable quality. The input problems together with the damaged infrastructure, with the security problems, means that the agricultural production is really in decline.
And the livestock sector is also quite an important sector in Syria. How would you describe the state of the livestock sector at this time?
The livestock sector is also severely affected by the conflict. As you mentioned, the sector was a major contributor to the Syrian domestic economy, but also to the exports. Now we are estimating that the livestock, the cattle, the numbers are about 30% lower than they used to be pre-conflict. For the sheep and goats, the numbers are 40% lower than they used to be, and for the poultry, about 50%. It also should be mentioned that poultry is usually the most affordable protein in the diet. What is even more worrisome is that the veterinary service is running out of medicines and vaccinations.
What does this all mean for food prices?
The food prices increased significantly. They were relatively stable in 2014 across the country. However, with the lower government subsidies, the prices increased. There are some reports that the price of bread increased by 87% in public bakeries. What is also increasing, which is important for the families, is the share of family budget that is spent on the food. Now, this share of household expenditure of the food has increased tremendously. The families are now spending more than half of their incomes on food. And in some places where the fighting is intense, such as Aleppo and Hama, this share is much higher. It can be in some places almost 80%. Not leaving much income for anything else. Also, people are reported to consume so-called borderline diets, poor diets, which means that you might be satisfying your calorie requirements, but you are definitely not consuming some high-quality and vitamin-rich diet, which will have consequences later on.
And what are FAO and WFP recommending to help improve the situation?
The recommendations are many. Of course, the first to improve the situation in the country would be to end the conflict. Having said that, the FAO and the WFP are trying to strengthen the resilience and protect the livelihoods of the farmers. Among the recommendations that are made in the report is to boost wheat and cereal production, provide good quality seeds, inputs, and fertilizers. As I mentioned, some of the fertilizers and some of the inputs that are on the market aren't there, but are of very poor quality. Also, to promote backyard vegetables and poultry production. This is to improve the vitamin intakes or to improve the balance of the diets. And last but not least, is to provide veterinary and livestock vaccines.